We begin today with Turkey's invasion into northern Syria, and it's led to confusing and contradictory statements from the US president. Donald Trump has both condemned Turkey's actions, but he also suggested that the Kurds don't deserve US assistance as they didn't assist the United States during World War II. And while the move continues to baffle analysts, a humanitarian crisis is emerging, as Julia Holman reports.
As Turkey began its air and ground assault on the Kurdish-held region of northeastern Syria, in the White House, the US president stepped up to the mic.
The worst mistake that the United States has ever made, in my opinion, was going into the Middle East.
Earlier, the president had put out a written statement saying that Turkey's operation is, quote, a bad idea. And he was asked what he would do if Turkey's president escalated the conflict and tried to wipe out the Kurds.
I will wipe out his economy if that happens.
The Kurdish forces were a vital US ally in helping to contain the spread of Islamic State, something Donald Trump acknowledged exactly a year ago.
They fought with us. They died with us. They died. We lost tens of thousands of Kurds, died fighting ISIS. These are great people.
But fast forward to today, and he's questioning Kurdish loyalty to the United States and its motives for fighting ISIS.
Now, the Kurds are fighting for their land, just so you understand. They're fighting for their land. And as somebody wrote in a very, very powerful article today, they didn't help us in the Second World War. They didn't help us with Normandy, as an example.
The president's seemingly contradictory statements and actions baffle Mutlu Siviroglu, who's a Kurdish affairs analyst based in Washington, D.C.
So I really don't know what Mr. Trump is meaning, but I know for sure, Kurds have done great work for international community. Kurds have fought against ISIS.
He says the Turkish offensive could lead to global consequences if ISIS fighters, who are currently detained by Kurdish forces, escape.
In addition to more displacement, more refugees, there's also going to be a huge ISIS problem because there are some 2,000 Westerner ISIS members from European countries, from US, from Australia. I've been there. I've been in the camps recently. I was there. So there are people from different parts of the world. SDF, the Kurdish military organization, Kurdish-led, they already have a hard time to control these people, even before the operation.
There are reports that Turkey's invasion has already led to civilian deaths. Mutlu Siviroglu says millions more civilian lives are at risk.
Look at the images today. The people who are running are civilians. It's not fighting people. That's why the consequences are going to be dire if this does not stop.
Meanwhile, the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's troubled by what's happening in northern Syria.
We are deeply concerned.
But he won't condemn the United States' troop withdrawal.
The decision of the United States is a matter for them. It's a sovereign decision of the United States. Let's be clear. It's the Turkish government that is taking action here to create an unstable situation. And it's the actions of the Turkish government that concern Australia very seriously.
There are Australian ISIS fighters who are currently being detained by the Kurds, and dozens of Australian women and children are living in refugee camps in the region. Their families hold grave fears. But Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton told Sydney Radio 2GB that he doesn't want to risk sending Australian troops to get them out, saying some of the women are hardcore terrorists.
Some of them have the capacity and the potential to come back here to cause a mass casualty event.
Turkey has called its operation Peace Spring and says it's aimed at eradicating a terror threat. But so far, its actions are creating instability, not just in the region, but around the world.
Julia Holman.